Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I wanted everyone to know that the new devotional is out called The Barrier is High. The verse of the day is Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. The memory verse of the week changed over on Sundays. Every Sunday we have a new memory verse, just in case you don't know. But our new memory verse of the week is Psalm 66:19. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Remember, you can contact me about prayer requests, about anointing oil, about anointing cloth. You can do that by clicking the link in my bio. It's called Linktree. You can click that. The first link in my bio is surrenderministries.info.org. On there, you can look at as many devotionals you want. That is updated daily. At 12 o'clock midnight, there's a new devotional. It fits perfectly on the screen. It's mobile friendly. Also on there, you can chat with me. It's a chat box. If you put in your name or your email address, it will link us up and we can talk as much as you like. We can talk about the devotionals. We can talk about anything you need prayer for, or just something you read that you don't understand. Anything you need help with, just contact me. If I don't know it, we will pray about it together. Also, remember, at the bottom of every noonday prayer is a list of things that we all should pray for and three things that maybe someone needs prayer for, okay? Like I tell everybody, these hints are not to lead your prayer life, but just suggestions for you. So just in case you was wondering how to lengthen your prayer life, you can do that. Every Saturday at the bottom of every noonday prayer is the list of things or list of people that we pray for. You can look for that. If you want that email to you, just let me know. Also, in the beginning of every month, we have a new prayer and a new Bible challenge. Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to help us be able to apply the devotional to our lives. Help us be able to apply anything we read of the Bible to our lives, Father God. Help us be able to be molded and changed to the people that you want us to be molded and changed to. Father God, if there's anything in our life that shouldn't be, we ask you to help us remove it, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help us stay focused on you. Help us to give up things that we are attached to, Father God. Help us not to commit sins unintentionally every day, Father God. Help us to be able to walk the straight and narrow and walk in the light of you. Father God, elevate us each and every day, Father God. Father God, we want to reach higher realms with you. We want to get a deeper connection with you. And so, Father God, we just thank you for it. Father God, we bless your holy name for every blessing you give us, for just allowing us to breathe, allowing us to have food on our table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Father God, we just thank you for those things. We thank you for the small and big blessings, Father God. Father God, we also ask you right now to watch over people that are hungry and thirsty, Father God. Watch over the drunken, Father God, and the people that are dealing with substance abuse, Father God. We ask you to protect them, Father God. We ask you to get them out of that. Father God, we ask you to watch over the people that are suicidal, that's lonely, depressed, and full anxiety, and broken and confused. Father God, we ask you to touch each one, Father God. Father God, we ask you to move in the situation that they need to be moved in. Father God, rebuke the spirit of suicide, rebuke the spirit of depression, anxiety, rejection, depression, lust, gluttony, and perversion, Father God. Rebuke those things right now. We send them back to the pits of hell. They have no victory our life. We break the chains. We break any generational curses that could be attached to us right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the relief, Father God. We thank you for the peace that's in our life. Father God, we ask you to watch over nurses and doctors and firemen and police officers, governors and mayors. Father God, we ask you to watch over anyone that's in those particular job descriptions, Father God. We ask you to watch over them. And Father God, any other job description that I miss, Father God, like Walmart, people that work at Walmart, Kmart, CVS, Walgreens, Family Dollar, Dollar General, things like that, Father God, protect them. Father God, there's a lot of people that are aggressive. They want to fight. They want to cuss. They want to scream. But Father God, we ask you to protect these people that are in these restaurants, even the restaurants, McDonald's, Hardee's, Burger King, Father God, help them to be able to do their job in peace, Father God. Father God, used to be a time people didn't want to fight with each other. People just rather go home and they rather not do this and do that. But people are so gained for attention. People are so gained to be aggressive. And Father God, we ask you right now to cover these people in your blood in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Jordan. He said he has surgery on Wednesday. He didn't say what kind of surgery he have. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch him. We ask you to touch the person that's doing his surgery. We ask you to give him relief, Father God, even after the surgery. Give him peace, Father God. We rebuke the spirit of pain that could be upon him right now, in the spirit of torture in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Paybo, P-A-B-I-O, Pabo. He said, I want a wife. Father God, you said when a man finds a wife, they find a good thing. And Father God, we ask you, if he's ready to find a wife, help him to find it. If he's not, Father God, show him what he needs to work on so he can have a better direction in life, so he can know what you want, so he can follow your will. Father God, watch over Ryan. He said, I need to hear your voice. Ryan, if you're not hearing God's voice, ask him what sins you have done. Ask him what could have caused a blockage or a barrier between you and him. And go listen to the Bearers of High, the new devotion. It will help you as well to be guided in that. But Father God, we ask you right now to open his ears so he may hear you. Help him to go to you with any unresolved issues that he haven't talked about, any sins that he's doing. Father God, we ask you to help him with that, Father God. Father God, watch over Murray. He said, my best friend lost his job. Father God, touch his best friend. Help his best friend to find a job. Help his best friend to maybe get on unemployment if he can't find a job. But Father God, help him to find something to cover him. Father God, watch over Belinda. She said, I have a tumor in my abdomen. Father God, we ask you right now to touch her abdomen, my Father God. Touch her stomach. We ask you right now to give her healing right now, Father God. We know you can dissolve that tumor that's in her. Father God, anyone else that's dealing with tumors right now, Father God, we ask you to remove it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the sickness and disease in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Collins. He said, my organs are infected. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch Collins. Touch him right now, Father God. Help him to help him in his body, Father God. Remove the infection that's in his body, Father God. Remove it, Father God. Let it be a testimony unto you in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over the Whittake family. They say their uncle's dying. Father God, you know what you're doing. And we ask you right now, Father God, please save this man's life if it's in your will, Father God. We ask you to give them peace, Father God. Give them understanding. Help them through their grieving moments in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Troy. He said, my co-worker's in the hospital. Father God, touch his co-worker. Wherever it's going on with his co-worker, Father God, help them through it, Father God. Help them to find out what's going on with him, Father God. Touch the doctors. Let them get him out of the hospital as fast as they can, but in a healthy condition. Father God, watch over Thomas. He said, I need financial relief. Father God, give them a blessing that they don't have room to receive. I claim that for every person that's listening. I claim that for anyone that needs it. But Father God, if it's not in your will to give them such a blessing, help them find a job to take care of them. Help them to find a job that they can go to. Help them find a job that they can find peace at. Father God, watch over Elliot. He said, my mother's dying. Father God, touch Elliot and continue to be with anyone else that's dealing with grieving, Father God. Help them to get through this moment of toughness, Father God. Help them to be able to get through it with you, Father God. Help them not to look at it and say, I can't do this, but Father God, we know you can, because all things are possible with you. So Father God, I ask you right now, anyone dealing with cancer, anyone dealing with someone dying, anyone dealing with anything that's uncomfortable, Father God, give them relief, Father God. We know we have to go through certain things, but Father God, go through it with us, Father God. Father God, we extend our hand. We ask you to carry us through each and everything. Father God, we ask you to touch the people that are listening, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Help them through the problems that they're having. Help them through the situations, Father God. Anyone that's married, help them to stay together. Help them to communicate the way they should, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our prayer, Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I ask you to reign in my life. Lord, let your word increase my life. Please bless me in all the increases, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with your holy fire. Lord, I take every authority, every demon that is released against me and my family. Lord, I will rest at night because your peace resting in my life. I ask you right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirit operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in Jesus' name. And I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Remember to read Proverbs 23. I think it's 23. Let me make sure. I think it's 23. No, 22. I'm sorry about that. Remember to read Proverbs 22. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for anyone who has social phobias, ADHD, and autism. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow. You can follow us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora as well, and Podbean. Please make sure you share with a family member or friend. And if you could, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.